You're right, but I think it's too early for a rest. We've got to be closing in on the road. And if we keep on it, we could beat another snowstorm.
Did you want to fly up and look again? Or your hands?
Yeah, my hands fell out of a mitten tree and still came up empty-handed. Look, my fingers are pretty red from the last time I was up there. It's cold up there. Then there's that dark stain. I do not want to cross that.
Right. On the ground it is, then. If only we had binoculars. I can't believe Trixie has space heaters, but not binoculars.
I would have thought you'd had binoculars. You seem more prepared with stuff like this. Is that a grappling hook on your shoulder?
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
What's she doing?
I think she's recording another voice memo.
I can't wait till we get to that village. I don't care if it smells like piss. You? You think it'll be hostile?
I'm just not certain what to expect. This isn't one of our stories. But if it was one of my stories, something bad would happen right now.
Yeah, but if it's anybody's story, it's X's, and she doesn't believe in outlines. So we really could just be wandering around here for the next 4 years in snow pants.
Some people are pantsers. It's a valid way to write.
I know. I used to do it. Then I got sick of cutting out 50 or 60 pages of meandering plot. Hey, she's recording, but she's not talking. X, you all right?
Hmm? Oh, yes. I'm just looking at this other person-shaped rack. There seems to be a lot of person-shaped racks in this closet place. I feel like this one should be named Milfred.
It is another person-shaped rock.
Looks like a rock to me. One more reason to get to that village, eh? They'll have people instead of rocks. And no wicked scary dark stain in the sky. Why don't we just push on? We get to the village, and there'll be a tavern with roast beast on the fire, and some old-timey fiddle music. Romantic, right? No falling lampposts, no weird noises, and we won't have to sleep in a sweaty yurt. No offense, Trixie.
None taken.
What are you doing?
I'm writing Milfred on this rock with my signature pink pencils.
Why?
How else will we know that it's Milfred? Anywho, Gladys, I'm just sending you this memo so that you know where we are now. We're under some trees near a person-shaped rock, and those awful noises have finally stopped. We're gonna take this road that we're almost at into the village and find the manager. So that's where you'll find us, okay?
X, stop.
What is it?
Quiet.
What is it?
Shh. It's an army.
It must be a very small army, because they're very quiet.
What?
You know, they have to be like this big.
Either that, or it's a normal-sized army and they're far away.
Or it's a very small army with very tiny horses close to us, and a bigger army behind it.
That's a lot of horses.
Do you think they're headed for the village?
No idea, but it sounds like there are exit ramps on this road, right?
This is not good.
That was a very small army.
Those horses were a little bigger than mice.
And there's the much bigger army right behind them.
Gotta go, Gladys. Watch out for the dark armies and pack your holy hand grenade.